A deadly gift. Samuel Hammond, a large man in his mid-50s, had the demeanor of an ex-army officer. And normally, his training made him a disciplined, thoughtful man who rarely panicked. But that evening in his study, all calmness was thrown to the winds. He worked like a madman, piling everything he could lay his hands on, a low settee, tables and chairs, in front of the heavy door.